Yeah, I mean, we got to get some saves on those too. You know, we're shorthanded. We're going to give up some shots. So it wasn't it all around. We didn't get the saves. We didn't get the blocks. We didn't get the clears. And we took some really horrific penalties. If your penalty killing's not going to be good, you can't be going to the box and taking penalties for slashing and after the whistle and cross checks to the head.
The reason for pulling hard, just trying to spark the team at that point.
No, it's 4-0 at that point, and I don't want to put him in a situation where he's you have to think of everybody in that situation, and at that point it's 4. If we're gonna have any chance, it's got to happen soon. So.
Do you sort of like the fact that you get to play this team again tomorrow night after a performance like this?
The only thing I'm gonna like is if we play well. It doesn't matter who we play. We can play any team, and if we play like we did tonight, we'll get the same results.
What's the biggest challenge? Their momentum off this game, and then you're going into a building that's going to be really up for their home opener tomorrow night. What's the biggest challenge for you guys as far as making sure that they don't contain all the energy of the night?
Just being ready for the game and playing the right way. The first period, it's 1-0. I thought we played pretty well. To give up a goal 5 seconds left in the period, that obviously hurts. And then you get into a situation where, it seems like everything's going in on your penalty kill and you're not doing anything right. And when you are doing right, it's still in the back of the net. So, the part that's bothersome is I didn't think we, after the first period, I didn't think we got in on the forecheck with any purpose. And as a result, not that it led to a lot of offensive chances for them, but... it didn't allow us to establish momentum and take over the game. We had 2 really good shifts at the beginning of the period, and then after that, there was minimal amount of zone time.
Did you seem to play real night in the beginning of the game? Probably through the period and a half. You got up, trying to stop you pretty well.
I didn't hear what you said.
Did you play real back and forth, real high? Stopping you guys from breaking out a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not really sure what you're talking about. I didn't think we had a hard time breaking out of the zone. We just didn't have anything happen. Maybe they pulled out early and we didn't get in behind them, but that still creates place underneath. So, there was ample opportunities for us to make plays. We didn't. I thought we were horrific passing the puck. I mean, there weren't a lot of flat passes, and some of that that slows your momentum. You're icing the puck. You're getting passes in your feet. Pucks are bouncing. The execution of the passes was more of a concern to me than anything else. Oh, go ahead. There are some new guys on there, but there's opportunities that you have to clear the puck on. That's the first and foremost. You cannot win faceoffs and not get the puck down the ice. That happened the other night, 5-on-3. We won 3 faceoffs and we didn't get 1 of them down. We essentially killed the whole 5-on-3, and then as our guy came out of the box, they scored. And tonight was more a case of not getting the puck down. We had the opportunity. I didn't think that there was some stuff that we were off as far as our forwards and where we pressured and how we pressured. Your goaltender has to be your best penalty killer. You're going to give up shots. We get shots on the power play and the goalie saved them. So that's something that goes with the territory. And, your goaltenders are going to have nights that just isn't going for them. And, that's not to say that they didn't make any saves. It's not saying that it's 100% their fault, but everything has to work. So it's not one person that's at fault. It's the whole team. Okay. Yep.
All right.